This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. officials reacted with concern at the news of civilians killed while trying to get humanitarian aid in Gaza. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said they were still gathering information on the incident, and as he understood it, there were two versions of what happened. U.S. Agency for International Development Chief Samantha Powers, who was in the West Bank Thursday, said regardless of the circumstances, the incident should never have happened.
I know investigations are underway to find out exactly, again, what happened today. But again, a core principle that applies everywhere USAID and our partners work around the world is that desperate civilians trying to feed their starving families should not be shot at.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A heavy police presence could be seen Thursday around Moscow cemetery a day before the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's funeral was set to be held there. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
Along with the police officers at Moscow's Boryovskoy Cemetery, civilians also passed by the area Thursday for fear of reprisals Friday. This is Moscow resident Vladimir.
I was just walking here недалеко, вот, решил чуть не изменить маршрут, посмотреть, что здесь происходит вообще.
I was just taking a walk around here and decided to change my route and check out what was happening here. I see plenty of police around the cemetery. It's rather strange. I've never seen such a thing. It's unusual. It's like they're on edge. A spokesman for Navalny's family said the funeral of the opposition leader, who died earlier this month in a remote Arctic prison, will take place Friday at a church in Moscow after several locations declined to host the service. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram.